thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Flower remedies for Venus and Moon with Rahu Ketu aspects in the first house. When Venus or the Moon is positioned in the first house with aspects from Rahu or Ketu, it creates a range of emotional and physical imbalances. The first house governs vitality, physical appearance, personality, and the psyche, influencing how one interacts with the world. Venus and the Moon influence emotional well-being, relationships, and mental balance, while Rahu, North Node, intensifies desires, and Ketu, South Node, promotes detachment. First house overview. Venus governs relationships, beauty, sensuality, kidneys, and emotional sensitivity. In the first house, it influences self-worth, appearance, and social interactions. Moon governs emotions, intuition, water balance in the body, and mental health. In the first house, it affects emotional expression, mental stability, and vitality. Rahu's influence. Rahu brings compulsiveness, illusions, and heightened desires, leading to emotional confusion, obsession, or imbalance. Ketu's influence. Ketu causes detachment, emotional numbness, or confusion, leading to psychological distancing or emotional suppression. Suggested Butch flower remedies. Based on planetary characteristics and the potential imbalances caused by Rahu or Ketu's influence on Venus or the Moon, the following combinations of Buck flower remedies are ideal for restoring emotional balance. If Venus is influenced by Rahu in the first house, chicory, for possessive or manipulative tendencies in relationships. Rahu can make Venusian desires excessive, leading to control issues or neediness. Cherry plum, for fear of losing control, especially in relationships or self-image. This remedy helps prevent emotional outbursts or compulsive behaviors. For hiding internal struggles behind a cheerful exterior, a common trait when Venus is influenced by Rahu's illusions. Holly, to address jealousy or possessiveness in relationships, helping to overcome insecurity or fear of losing love due to Rahu's intensifying influence. If Venus is influenced by Ketu in the first house, water violet, for emotional detachment and aloofness. Ketu's influence can lead to emotional coldness in relationships, which this remedy helps soften. Mustard, for unexplained feelings of deep depression or isolation, common when Ketu's detachment overwhelms Venus's emotional needs. Pine, for guilt or self-blame about relationships or appearance, helping individuals accept themselves and release self-criticism. Crabapple, to address feelings of physical or emotional uncleanliness or imperfection, enhancing self-acceptance and body positivity. If Moon is influenced by Rahu in the first house, Mimulus, for specific fears and anxieties that arise from Rahu's influence, which can make emotional instability more prominent. White chestnut, for obsessive or repetitive thoughts, common when Rahu clouds the mind with mental chatter and emotional confusion. Aspen, for vague, unexplainable fears, helping to calm the anxieties that Rahu brings to the emotional sphere of the Moon. Clematis, for mental distraction or escapism, when Rahu causes emotional distance from reality. This helps bring focus and emotional grounding. If Moon is influenced by Ketu in the first house, Wild Rose, for apathy and emotional resignation, often caused by Ketu's detachment. This remedy restores enthusiasm and emotional engagement. Star of Bethlehem, for trauma or emotional shock, particularly when Ketu's influence brings unresolved emotional wounds to the surface. Gentian, to address emotional discouragement and negativity, helping the individual stay optimistic despite Ketu's influence on emotional detachment. Olive, for exhaustion, particularly emotional fatigue caused by Kedu's draining effect on the moon's emotional vitality. General remedies for first house imbalances. The first house governs the overall constitution and psyche, so individuals with Venus or moon in this house may also benefit from these general remedies. Heather, for emotional neediness or self-centered behavior, particularly when the influence of Venus or the moon causes overdependence on others for emotional validation. Walnut, for protection from external influences, helping individuals manage emotional transitions caused by planetary aspects. For mental and emotional fatigue, particularly when overwhelmed by emotional or relational responsibilities. Summary of remedies for Rahu's influence. For emotional intensity, obsession and fear, chicory, cherry plum, mimulus, white chestnut. Summary of remedies for Ketu's influence, for emotional detachment, numbness and resignation, water violet, mustard, wild rose, star of Bethlehem. Remedies for Venus moon in the first house, for emotional sensitivity, self-image and relationship dynamics, pine, crabapple, gentian, olive. Conclusion. Individuals with Venus or Moon in the first house, particularly under the influence of Rahu or Ketu, may experience emotional extremes or detachment, affecting their relationships, self-image, and emotional well-being. By incorporating specific Bach flower remedies, such as chicory for possessiveness, mimulus for fears, water violet for emotional coldness, and star of Bethlehem for trauma, balance can be restored, promoting emotional harmony, self-love, and inner peace. These remedies provide tailored support for managing Rahu's intensity and Ketu's detachment, helping individuals navigate their emotional and spiritual journeys with greater stability and clarity. Flower remedies for Jupiter and Mercury with Rahu-Ketu aspects in the first house. The first house is the house of self, governing the body, vitality, psyche, and overall appearance. It affects one's constitution, personality, intuition, brain function, and general outlook on life. When Jupiter or Mercury is placed in the first house with aspects from Rahu or Ketu, it can significantly impact one's mental and emotional state, vitality, and how they interact with others. Below is a breakdown of how Bach flower remedies can help balance emotional and mental states influenced by these planetary configurations. First house overview. Jupiter governs expansion, wisdom, fat, fatty tissue, liver, and circulatory congestion. In the first house, it influences one's philosophy of life, optimism, and physical constitution. Mercury governs communication, intelligence, the nervous system, and mental clarity. In the first house, Mercury affects speech, thinking, appearance, and how the nervous system supports mental activities. Rahu's influence brings confusion, obsession, and amplification of desires. Rahu can create emotional and mental turbulence, particularly affecting self-identity and appearance. Ketu's influence causes detachment, emotional numbness, and confusion. Ketu often leads to psychological disconnection from the self and issues related to self-worth. Suggested Bach flower remedies, based on the planetary characteristics of Jupiter, Mercury, and the potential emotional and psychological imbalances caused by Rahu or Ketu's influence, the following Bach flower remedies can help manage these aspects. If Jupiter is influenced by Rahu in the first house, agrimony. For those who hide their inner turmoil behind a cheerful exterior, Rahu's influence can cause underlying anxiety or mental stress, masked by Jupiter's outward optimism. Cherry plum, for fear of losing emotional control, especially in relation to expansion or overindulgence, common with Jupiter, Rahu's influence can amplify emotions and cause a fear of mental breakdown. Heather, for those who feel overly dependent on others' attention or validation to feel secure, which can arise when Jupiter's need for expansion and recognition is distorted by Rahu's obsession. White chestnut, for obsessive thoughts and mental overactivity, which can occur when Rahu amplifies Jupiter's need for philosophical or mental expansion, leading to restlessness. If Jupiter is influenced by Ketu in the first house, water violet, for emotional detachment and isolation. Ketu's influence on Jupiter may cause one to withdraw from the world, becoming emotionally aloof or indifferent to growth and expansion. Mustard, for feelings of deep sadness or detachment without a clear cause. Ketu's detachment from Jupiter's expansion can cause unexplained emotional gloom or a loss of optimism. Pine, for self-blame or guilt about one's inability to expand or succeed in life, often caused by Ketu's influence on Jupiter's normally positive and expansive nature. Olive, for emotional and mental exhaustion, especially when Ketu drains Jupiter's usually abundant vitality and optimism. If Mercury is influenced by Rahu in the first house, Mimulus, for specific fears and anxieties, particularly related to communication, intelligence, or nervous system imbalances, Rahu's influence on Mercury can cause fears about speaking or expressing oneself. White chestnut, for repetitive and obsessive thoughts, which Rahu can amplify in the realm of Mercury, leading to overthinking or mental agitation. Aspen, for vague, unexplainable fears, particularly related to intellectual or nervous energy. Rahu can create emotional instability that surfaces as nervous anxiety. Clematis, for mental distraction or escapism, especially when Rahu's influence causes Mercury to disconnect from reality and seek solace in fantasies. If Mercury is influenced by Ketu in the first house, Wild Rose, for emotional resignation and apathy, often caused by Ketu's detachment. This remedy helps to restore enthusiasm and engagement with intellectual or communicative activities. Star of Bethlehem, for emotional or mental trauma, particularly when Ketu's influence on Mercury causes psychological disconnection or unresolved intellectual grief. Gentian, for discouragement and pessimism, especially when Ketu creates an intellectual or mental block, leading to feelings of hopelessness about learning or communicating. Olive, for mental fatigue and exhaustion, particularly when Ketu drains Mercury's nervous energy and leads to burnout. General remedies for first house imbalances, self-identity, psyche, and vitality. Walnut, for protection from external influences, particularly during emotional or mental transitions. This remedy helps individuals maintain self-identity during periods of change brought on by Rahu or Ketu. Hornbeam, for mental and emotional fatigue, particularly when the challenges of balancing self-identity, communication, or philosophy lead to a feeling of overwhelm. Clematis, for grounding mental activity when the influence of Rahu or Ketu causes excessive daydreaming or detachment from reality. Summary of remedies for Rahu's influence. For mental obsession, anxiety and overactivity, agrimony, cherry plum, mimulus, white chestnut. Summary of remedies for Ketu's influence. For emotional detachment, numbness and resignation, water violet, mustard, wild rose, star of Bethlehem. Remedies for Jupiter-Mercury in the first house, for balancing expansion, wisdom and communication, pine, olive, gentian, heather. Conclusion. When Jupiter or Mercury is placed in the first house and influenced by Rahu or Ketu, individuals may experience mental and emotional challenges related to self-expression, communication, and philosophical outlook. Buckflower remedies such as agrimony for hidden emotional stress, mimulus for fears, water violet for detachment, and Star of Bethlehem for trauma can help restore emotional balance, support mental clarity, and promote healthy self-expression. These remedies help mitigate the intense effects of Rahu and Ketu, fostering emotional and psychological well-being.